Hi, and welcome to Denver Music Community Podcast, where we bring you interviews, news, and reviews from Denver, Colorado. I'm Boots.
And I'm Sean. Today, we will be reviewing Rose Variety's Cactusville and interviewing local psych rock band Galleries. But first, the news.
Tyler Bauer, director at Swallow Hill Music, and Ned Garth of the Ned Garth Explosion have opened a new nonprofit practice space in Denver. The space is named the Black in Blum Project after local recording studio Black in Blum. The space includes two hourly practice spaces, with one being offered at a subsidized or free rate. The spaces are professionally sound treated, climate controlled, and fully ADA compliant. They believe that having access to creativity is a fundamental right and want to make practice spaces as affordable as possible. For more information, you can find them on Facebook, and if you're able to support them, I've linked the fundraising page in the show notes. Two beloved music venues have closed this month, Tui's off Colfax and El Chupatec. Tui's, which has been open since 2008, was closed as a direct result of the pandemic. El Chupatec, on the other hand, is a bit more complicated since the owner, Jerry Krantz, died in 2012. The bar and restaurant has been under the care of his family since his death, and the reasons for the closure are multifactorial. And last but not least, while many venues are closing, some are getting a second chance at being open in a post-pandemic world. Lion's Lair, which has been open under one name or another since the 30s, is one such venue. Just about a week before the Christmas holiday, Lion's Lair co-owner Doug Kaufman launched a GoFundMe to help cover the costs of being closed for 8 months. As of the date of this recording, December 26th, they are just $1,500 shy of their $25,000 goal. If you're interested in helping out Lion's Lair reach their goal, you can find the link to their GoFundMe linked in the show notes. Today, we are reviewing Cactusville by Rose Variety. Rose Variety were childhood friends who drifted apart and came back together to play, at least according to their Facebook page, what was supposed to be only one four-song set. But through the support and encouragement of their friends and probably their family, it was such that they stayed together and put out what we are reviewing, their debut EP, Cactusville. Today we're going to start by reviewing their song, Nocturnal Migraine. Impression of that was that it was really awesome, very reminiscent of post-punk, new wave, 80s influences. Thoughts?
Yeah, definitely feeling some Cure and some Smiths on this one. Got a really cool sounding chorus effect on the guitar. Everything sounds like it's being pushed through tape. It's all warm and fat.
And it feels more like a tape breakup instead of a digital distortion. So the next song we will be looking at is Punchback. Refers to themselves as a shoegaze band in the way that they talk about themselves online. I definitely get personally more of an 80s feel, more of a proto shoegaze vibe.
not for directly, but I did get a Tears for Fears feel from it. I definitely liked the meandering keyboard melody. It was very simple and childlike, and I thought the mix is also really good on this EP. The EQ is notched out very well. You can hear all the instruments.
One instrument is not overpowering any other instrument.
When the vocalist does scream, it really well controlled.
Though there are more songs on this album, the last song we will be looking at today is called Naruto Running Away From My Problems. Really interesting to note about this album, which isn't necessarily about this song in particular, but about, as far as I understand it, all of the songs on the album, is that the singer did not write lyrics for this album. Instead, he emoted the feelings that he was feeling while writing the album. And while this album was in part recorded this year, it was in part recorded in 2019 as well. So I think that it invokes kind of all the feelings both surrounding the pandemic and life in general. And that was Cactusville by Rose Variety. You can find them on Spotify and on Bandcamp under Rose Variety. They have put out some other works on Bandcamp, and I would highly recommend that you check them out. They're fun, and they have an experimental element to them as well.
And we will link you to their music in our show notes.
Today we will be interviewing Ethan McQueen and Gregory Wilson from local psych rock band Galleries.
Okay, so hi, Galleries. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for coming on to this thing.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, even though you're not on anything, really. You're just in your Yeah, so to start off by just, introduce yourselves and, you know, what you guys do and about your music making.
Well, my name is Greg Wilson, and I play drums, kind of fiddle around with whatever else is in front of me.
My name's Ethan McQueen. I play guitar and sing mostly, and also fiddle around with other instruments.
So our next question is, how and when did you each individually get into music, and then together, how did you meet and start playing music?
Well, music was kind of always around in my home growing up. My parents were always listening to all kinds of different music. And my brother would play piano and guitar from a really young age. And I would play guitar through elementary school and stuff. But then I only started taking it seriously about 12, 13, as I discovered skateboarding and punk rock.
Very cool.
Yeah. I started playing snare drum in concert band in the sixth grade, and kind of stuck with that until I want to say my freshman or sophomore year in high school. I started playing kit and joined jazz band. And around that time, I was hanging out with Ethan's little brother, Kyle, a lot. So that kind of turned into me going over to their band practices at the time and then sneaking on the set whenever I could. And I just kind of morphed into all the past projects that we've been in together.
Yeah.
What are some of those projects?
The first band was called Postal Holiday that Greg kind of filled in on drums once our other drummer, Pat, left.
Their old drummer, Pat, was freaking monster drum man. That guy's probably still one of my biggest influences.
But Greg joined in on that, and then him and Kyle formed Space Age for Indians, and then you were in Galleries for a bit and then left and then came back.
Yeah, this is my second venture into this group. And then we just a whole bunch when we were younger, would play every day. So there was a couple odds and ends, blues performances here or there, just random punk rock written at 3 a.m. There's a lot of that stuff, a lot of for lack of a better term, the lost tapes type stuff.
Unreleased things.
Naturally.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, what was that?
I said unreleased music.
Oh, yeah, 98% of everything we've ever done. Everything we've ever recorded, I'd say, is just like lost on an iPhone 3 somewhere.
we have plenty of just tapes and things that hopefully one day we'll see the light.
Yeah, I'd be happy to digitize those for you.
Yeah, it'll happen.
What are your favorite music venues or other music-related businesses in Denver, and why?
That's a tough one.
I know. You don't have to pick a favorite, but you know, maybe just talk about some that you like.
Yeah, High Dive and then all the Larimer affiliates have always been great to us. Seventh Circle's always been amazing. That one was important from a young age. So was Mutiny, honestly. Mm-hmm. Playing at Mutiny in Seventh at like 16 was monumental for us. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just really cool that they provide a space where musicians can express themselves in their formative years, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's really important, those types of venues, for creating, you know, really great musicians, because they can cut their teeth really early and just figure out what they want to do, and there's not a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, you know?
One of our other favorites that ended up closing down was the Unit E Art Gallery. That was, like, where we'd play a lot growing up, too.
Yeah, old school stuff.
And then they unfortunately closed down, but yeah, like, weird little odd DIY spots. That one definitely is up there.
I think more recently I've been enjoying, I know these aren't necessarily venues, but like Quarantine Keys and Camera Jams have given musicians a really cool platform, like through this whole COVID universe we're living in. And I've thoroughly enjoyed what they've been doing.
That's cool.
Just like a bunch of live stream music.
Yeah. There's also, what's that one on Facebook that we follow?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. We'll figure it out and link it in the show notes. What that other live stream Facebook thing is.
What are you guys' musical influences?
It's hard to name certain bands. I'd probably say the roots of it all is like blues, jazz, punk rock, psychedelic rock.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It's hard for me to name certain bands. I mean, I could, but
yeah,
it could go on. What do you think, Greg?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much same answer. I gravitated a lot towards Frank Zappa when I was a teenager, and that was pretty foundational for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I really get influences from everywhere these days, you know? Like, I can hear something beautiful in most music I listen to. Or see, I guess I see the value in a broader range of music than I did when I was younger.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I'm also, the ABCs were pretty monumental for me. That song changed the way I perceived the world, I would have to say.
That might be the best song. It's the most memorable song ever written, I would say. Or Mary
the birthday, happy birthday songs up there, too.
But not the sad monotone American happy birthday song, like the jaunty upbeat one that they do in a lot of like Northern European countries.
Songs like that were actually like the hits at one point, like Mary Had a Little Lamb, you know? It was like a hit.
I mean,
maybe that's the next like big swing.
It is always a hit, at least with the children.
Yeah.
So how's
Gallery's the cover album?
Yes. Oh my god, that'd be amazing. Play the kids bop version.
Yeah.
How has the pandemic affected you and your ability to make music?
Well, I don't think it's really affected us making music. We do it constantly, but
that's good.
It kind of hindered a lot for us, and I know we're not the only ones, but we, like, right when we were about to release our Resolve LP and tour, like, it all kind of came crashing down right at that moment. Yeah. And now it's like, it kind of just had to be like, the album was just kind of dropped without any album release or tour. We're not seeing any funds from gigs or anything either, so it's rough. But making music is the easy fun part. It's all the extra stuff that got thrown away.
Do you have
I don't know, we were fairly prolific too. Like, we were playing out a lot. I'd say that was like 90% of what we were doing, so that was an odd adjustment.
Yeah, it's the longest I've gone without playing a show since I was about 15.
Oh wow.
I mean, outside of that, I guess just like prior to all this, I was jamming with a lot of people or just like going to open jams, and that was a lot of fun. That whole aspect is gone almost completely.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way that you can do jamming online somehow with people.
Yeah, that's
so bad. When I was at the beginning of COVID, I had like teach at a school of rock type place, and one of the bands I teach, we went to this thing called Jam Kazam, and it was like, the foundation of it's good. Like, there's almost no latency between a bunch of different parties, but it's a fairly new software, so there's definitely kinks in it. But if you get a session rolling, like, I don't know, it's sufficient.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'd have to check that out.
It'll be cool to see more of these types of software come out, hopefully in the future, that allow you to jam with people from all over the world.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It'd be nice to be a choice and not a necessity.
Exactly. Share some of your favorite memories related to your band, Galleries.
I mean, I would say some of the fondest memories I have is our last tour we went on. It was just an all-around good time, you know. Traveling around, playing shows, making too many jokes, not showering for a long time.
Yeah, the last tour was really, really fun. And then pretty much just like when I formed the band in my shitty trailer where we would just jam all day, all night in like 2014.
Yeah, those were
that
times.
And the last tour, probably my favorites.
Yeah. The early days were great. Like, yeah, no, we weren't not kidding though. Just like wake up, you know, start developing a song and lay on it all day, all night.
Man, that sounds
and the neighbors
awesome.
Get mad.
Yes, I'll piss off some neighbors in my day too.
Yeah,
I feel
have
like
they ever shot paintball guns at you?
No, did that happen to you?
That happened to us.
Oh yeah. My god.
I feel like if you're a musician and at some point you don't piss off one of your neighbors, you're not doing it right.
Especially if you live in Boulder.
Yes, especially then.
This house is actually the only house I've ever lived in where I haven't had any trouble with neighbors, and it's weird because this is like in the heart of downtown and I'm relatively close to quite a few people.
Yeah,
I don't know how, but great. I magically found like a very tolerant neighborhood.
Yeah. Or a very soundproof house.
Yeah,
what's that?
I said, or a very soundproof house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a factor as well.
Is there anything that you want to say that we didn't go over?
We have a relatively new album out.
Yeah, we just released our first long-playing record. It's called Resolve, and it came out in August. Yeah, and we're pretty happy with it, so if anybody wants to check that out.
Yep. It's available digitally. We have physical copies, but I think it's going to be a feat to get you a digital copy, but let us know, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, cool. Tell the people, the person listening to this, where they can find you.
3241.
Yeah.
Specifically on the internet.
Can you just send me like a link to like Google Maps?
Yeah, yeah. I'll throw my social security number in there and all that
Thanks.
Stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
No, we are on new albums on Spotify.
Yeah, our new album is on all streaming platforms. As well as physical copies, but again, yeah, we're not going to be playing shows in the near future to be selling those or anything.
Right.
But yeah, Bandcamp, we have a Facebook too.
I don't know if anyone's pirated the album yet, but I kind of hope so. If I find those, I'll send those links out.
Cool. Well, yeah, I guess that's it. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Filming yourself for our amusement.
Thank you for joining us for this month's podcast. You can find all the links to the things we talked about today in the show notes. Additionally, if you like what we do, you can support us on Venmo, Patreon, or by buying our t-shirts. You can find those linked at denvermusiccommunity.com, also in the show notes. We release a podcast on the last weekend of every month. Thanks for tuning in.